is gross.
Oh, this is gross. It's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross. Like, this is totally gross.
No, no, this is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
Hey, and welcome back to another This Is Gross. The wait is over. Finally, I got Greg Hardy, defensive end, also known as the Kraken, on the show. And I kind of put it off, to be honest, because I thought, man, what are we going to talk about for 20 minutes? I think about that all the time. But it was awesome. And before I knew it, I looked down and I was like running overtime. So Hardy is probably one of the most passionate guys on the team. And he's a great guy, and he's very smart, and he's just playing awesome, and he's going to be around for a long, long time. And as usual with all the guys, he was super gracious to come on the show and give me a little bit out of his day. So here he is. Without further ado, the Kraken. Peace. So for like forever on Twitter, people have been saying you need to get with GQ or it's Greg Hardy or the Kraken or whatever you want to be called.
Craig Show.
And I've put it off, to be honest with you. Reason being, I didn't know how the conversation would go. So if you watch the line of like my interviews, like the very first one I did last spring was like Steve Smith.
Yeah.
And then I got like the guys I don't know as well have come further along. So this is a very good turning point in my relationship with you, because now we get just 20 minutes to sit and visit.
Chat it up.
So thanks for being on.
No problem.
Do you want me to call you Kraken or?
Whatever you like.
Hardy.
Well, I answer a lot of weird things.
You'll answer to a lot. We have a weird relationship. It's always a weird relationship when the guy that you go against in practice, right?
It's like, take my job, be friends.
Right.
I mean,
I had that with Peppers for years, and we always got along real well, but we never, like, hung out.
It gets better as you go along.
Yeah. And you get older, it's better. But, like, when a new guy, so you have a relationship with the D, and it's weird because you're going against each other, like, especially during camp all the time.
It gets better during the year. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, because I don't see you as much.
Yeah, we're in camp. We see each other. It's like, oh, him again.
Well, and I'm not like an overly fighty kind of guy. No. And you have a good practice tempo as well. But I respect the fact that we go pretty hard.
Yeah, we work, man.
Right.
Like, even when we're just doing hands, we get into it, you know, like it's a game type situation.
We almost got in one this year, though. Do you remember in camp?
Yeah.
Because you body slammed, who'd you body slam? D'Angelo.
Oh, my God, yeah.
In camp.
I lost it for a second.
And you got the crazy eyes. And I said.
You know how I get when I get the crazy eyes.
Well, I know. And, but I said, Hardy, we were like locked up. I said, I don't want to fight you, but I will if we have to. You can't do that anymore.
I was so mad because you made me laugh too. I was like, oh,
but that's the truth. It was like it was rather than like a passionate move, it's like a job requirement of mine. If you continue to slam the running back down, we're going to have to fight.
You continue your course of action.
And I'm not saying that that's going to be incredibly painful for you either, but that's what's going to have to happen.
Something's going down.
Right. Well, luckily you snapped out of it. But then a couple days later, you got in a fight with Steve. Man. And I had to break that up.
You're my voice of reason, man. You're
that's kind of my role on the team, is like the constant.
Yeah, the
consistent. Right? And then, like, there's guys like you and Steve, and then there's, like, other guys that are, like, in the tank all the time. I got to bring them back up.
But if you weren't here, though, we'd lose control.
No, that's not true.
I have no off switch. I promise you. You don't even know this. On the field, I have no off switch.
I know that.
If even on practice field, like, I don't even think our teammates know that. Once it gets going,
yeah.
Like, I don't even know sometimes. Like, when I slammed D'Angelo, I didn't, like, I was.
You blacked out.
Yeah, I woke up. I was like, oh, am I in trouble? Like, I looked at Coach, I was like,
I knew you were crazy when you got here, though, because you've done a good job of maturing, but not losing what is a huge advantage for you, which is your go switch.
Yeah.
But when you got here, you had the long hair, and I remember you were going against Lee Zimba, the first mini camp, and you just kept kicking his butt, like, man. Terribly, like, zero respect for the guy. And I remember thinking two things. This new tackle's terrible, and this new DN, I hope he stays on second or third string all camp so I don't have to deal with him.
That's been my biggest thing, just, you know, throughout all my whole career because everybody's been like, oh, he's injured. Oh, he's, you know, too small. Oh, he's too big. And it's just like, but he has a motor.
Right.
Dude never stops.
No, it's huge. Yeah. I get juice from it during the games.
I feel like it helps you too, man, because when I'm going, like, even when I go against you and you're kicking my butt some days, knocking my hands down, and I'm getting mad and just frustrated, then I get in the game, I'm like, oh, this dude's terrible.
No, hey, there you go. Yeah,
this dude sucks.
No, you do. Good job. I will say you have the kind of the reverse hair history that I had because when I got in the league, I had like a super short haircut and then I grew my hair out and everyone's like, oh, that's such a better haircut on you. You should never have the short. You started with the long and went short. And I think that was a definite positive move.
This just in, I think a lot of anger was kept in my hair, so I had to get rid of,
it. It looks way better. But the best was when you came in, man, and they had you on kickoff and punt with being a gunner.
That was some long
running
days.
Down the field. I saw you slam into people so hard you gave yourself a concussion on film.
Oh, that was a good one. New Orleans.
Yes.
That dude was huge.
Yeah.
I don't know. Were you in there with the meeting?
Yeah.
Coach Rogers was like, listen, all I need you to do is run over there and hit him in the mouth.
Right. And
then
you did.
Just blacked out.
And you got, and you hit the guy, and you like kind of, you were still on your feet, and you kind of like half froze for a second. It's funny now, but man, it was scary as can be.
Yeah, it sucked, man. Those were good old days. Coach came on the sideline. He was like, you good? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. He's like, what's the play? I was like,
I don't know. That's why there's linebackers to tell you, right? So you go by the Kraken, and I remember when you started that. The first time I saw it, I came in for like a game, and you'd put in your locker, you put some tape over Greg Hardy, and you wrote the Kraken on it, 76. Is that the first time you showed people?
That's when I kind of like started embodying it and just was like, you know what, man? I'm a little off and I'm all right with it. So I'm gonna roll with it. Why not, you know, be me? And then that's back when I was kind of, you know, wild and crazy about that life, just, you know, new to all of it. And it just hit me in the face. And so I just went with it.
Well, here's what I say to you. God bless you for it. Because it takes a heck of a courageous man to say, I'm going to create an alter ego and roll with it, and with all the heat that comes your way by doing that, and back it up, man. And it's been awesome. And I remember you put on your back of your jersey, and half of me was like, this guy's a complete idiot. And then half of me's like, man, I sure hope he's sweet.
My God, that's got to be something.
But the fans love it.
Yeah, you know, we got good fans, too.
Well, especially for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's what I was when I came out here. You know, back when we were winning two games.
Yep.
And the fans were still there. You know, even if they were there not the whole game, but they were packed out, out stadiums and stuff. I was like, man, somebody's got to jump on this.
Yeah, like, it's awesome.
Well, yeah, somebody's got to be.
So you're sitting at home with like a notepad, and you're like, all right, what am I going to call myself? Okay, it's not a superhero, but a monster of some kind. Swamp Thing, no. Cyclops, no. Medusa, no, she's a girl. How'd it work?
So, ironically, my guy, Captain Curtis on Twitter, Sammy, was looking through forums, and, you know, I just go in there and say what's up to all the guys, try to get back to the fans, because, you know, those are really the guys that have my back when stuff hits the fan.
Right.
So, and we found after, I think, the Green Bay game, I was coming off the bench playing a little bit, and so they were like, this guy's come off the bench like a Kraken. My guy's like, dude, that's sweet. I was like, you might be right. Let's go with it now.
That's it.
Let's do it.
So somebody gave it to you.
Yeah, do it. Most definitely.
So have you studied up on Krakens?
Oh, well, that's another good thing, man. My whole, you know, college career and in high school, I'm an art major, so.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm a graphic design major, man.
Really? I've seen you doing your stuff on the computer on the airplane.
And I can do any of that stuff. So graphic design and mythology and stuff like that and just art history. I'm into all of that. I know, you know. From classes, years and years of it, how that stuff came about and how it goes on the origins and stuff.
So now you've went and you've tried to, I think you tried to dub all the D linemen with a name, but that hasn't spread as well.
It has not, man. These guys got to work for
it. They don't endorse it.
Yeah, they don't at all.
I had Dwan on this and he's like, I don't know what my name is. Somebody's something and somebody else is the Phoenix. I can't remember what I am. Do you know what Dwan was supposed to be?
Dwan is the Phoenix.
He's the Phoenix.
On fire. Kind of reborn from the ashes kind of thing.
Right.
I kind of tailor them to, you know, their personalities and their type of, you know, career and things. So,
But you gave it to them. I thought you guys should have got shirts made. photos, the whole thing.
I had to put the gross touch on it, bro. You should have like memoed me.
I should. Well, let's do it. We could get a Photoshop out of Khalil. He could
He's
do
the man.
It.
There we go.
He could do it for sure.
Get some G2X
but Khalil, jackets. You have to tell Khalil it's not a joke though, because he would do it some nasty stuff. He's really mad right now at Charles Johnson.
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
Because Charles Johnson made a video or did a YouTube clip off of that Click movie with Adam Sandler, yeah. And he was in there and he was like a heavier guy and he said it was Khalil and he put it on Twitter out of nowhere. So Khalil's brewing up a storm. Ooh, for him.
Man, listen, I swear I try to stay away from all that. You guys are real with it, man.
Well, it's fun, and like guys always come up to me and Khalil, hey, you got to do a video about TD. You got to do a video about Charles. But they've tried to get us with the Kraken. You got to do a video about the Kraken. I'm like, but it's you're not.
I try to stay out of
well,
it.
Yeah, you yeah, lay I low. Stay, I try, yeah, I That'd try be like just lane, picking man. On somebody that doesn't deserve it. But like Thomas Davis, he's always rude to me.
Yeah.
The other day, he took my bag off the hook in my locker and just dumped all my stuff out. All because I just slapped a ball out of his hand.
That's that guy, man.
I got like pens and Band-Aids and notebook everywhere. I was like, what in the world? And I was like, TD did it.
That's that guy. Man.
I know. He's messed up.
If you're looking for him, point.
So what nickname, if you were going to name our O-line?
I don't know, man. I'd have to go back and search some things out. We'd have to have a Cyclops.
A Cyclops.
Somebody's got to be a Cyclops, man.
Maybe Nate Chandler.
Now, if I say Nate, we can Nate.
He's got room for the one big guy.
I think since Big Frank's gone now, man, we can bring back the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Big Bill, man. That's
got
Bell's, the black,
he's got
the big
17s.
Black foot. I was gonna say, man, listen, I'm light skinned. I can say
go.
It. It's all right. It's
I'm not
it's
saying
okay.
anything.
No, it's okay. I can say it. It's cool.
Yeah, Khalil would have to be like some type of like little orc or something, a stubby little
mini troll.
Right. Well, we should do that.
I
we'll
got
get
you.
On that.
I'm on it.
I remember you said one time that your b-ball skills are sweet, and you get in the Y games with all the guys, right?
Yeah. Those other than this, you know, because it's been a big year trying to stay healthy and stuff, and everybody's working hard, but. Most of the time, man, that's where I'm at. That's where I get, like, a lot of my conditioning at. I played in college, so, you know, I have
Did you
lot.
Play at Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Really?
For, like, at least a year and a half until I tore my quad.
So you went right from football season straight into basketball? That's brutal.
All the time going, man. But it was fun, though, dude. You get to run around with, like, a totally different type of athlete. You know what I'm saying? Everybody we play against
like,
is huge.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You were so much bigger than everyone,
Everybody
right?
else in basketball is, like, 6'10". But super skinny.
Max
like,
bench is like 185.
Oh, lifting is so funny. I go in there. I wake up out of the pajamas. Come in there, hit the curl bar, put 45s on there. Like, oh, take it easy. Whoa,
it's back mess off. Up your
back off, bro. Like, you sure?
So you said you could beat LeBron.
Bring it. I hope you believe that. I'm just saying.
I think you're a phenomenal athlete, and I've gone up against you. But I think LeBron James is pretty good.
All right, one move. The fake back in camp, go.
Really?
Off the edge. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Nobody thought about that until I did it.
Well, yeah. This, we call it the coffee house.
This is what I'm saying.
So we were in practice, and you, just so people know, I was supposed to pass block you.
Yeah.
You acted like you were dropping in coverage.
Boom.
I'm trained. When my guy leaves, go help my buddies, and then you rushed. And I've seen it before, but I've never seen it out of you.
And you're one of the most bomb tackles in the league, bro.
Well,
it's all about logistics. You know what I mean?
It is. I said, Kraken's out of here. I'm going to go help Amini, and then here you came, and everyone was like, hey, he out for like the next 3 days. Hardy got you, Gross. He got you.
That's all about it. Just has nothing to do. You're just doing your job. Man.
I'm like a retriever or something. It's like you do one action, I'm going to immediately
doing
do
your job. That's how it is, though. He's 6'8", man, but you got to think about it.
Okay, so
I'm 280.
Yeah, oh, he's.
And I got a 38 inch vertical.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that.
I would believe it.
I'm bringing it, yeah.
I would have said 40.
Have you seen my YouTube? Have you seen my YouTube dunks?
No.
Man, everybody go on YouTube, check out my dunk channel.
Really?
I got. Yeah, well, we went on the ESPN campaign. You know, we sit around and just figure out how to get famous.
Wait, who's we?
Oh, me and my guy, Sammy. That's
okay.
All we do. Yeah, and we sit around.
Figure out how to get famous.
Yeah, man, it's like.
Listen, aside from being really good at football.
Yeah, no.
Other
that's,
ways.
Yeah, that's work. You know, we're passionate about that. But just hanging around, we're like, listen, we need to be on ESPN. How are we going to do that? And we just decided one day, let's go out in our pajamas, raise the goal to 11.5, and have a dunk show and put it on YouTube.
You can dunk 11.5?
Yeah.
I used to be able to dunk better than I can now. The longer I've played, the better I've got at moving on the ground in like a little like 10-foot radius quickly, but anything outside of that athletic movement has gotten considerably worse.
Nothing wrong with being efficient.
No, right. I can as quick as anybody from like a 1 yard to the next, but then the further it gets, then I slow down.
It's like,
now.
Whoa, it's getting complicated.
Right, exactly.
Let's tone it down a little bit.
My jumping skills have never been good, though. In high school, I could reverse dunk, but no way I could do that anymore.
A little Dirk with it.
Right, exactly. So you versus LeBron, what are you doing, like a 10-point game?
11-point game.
11-point. Winners and, outs?
Winners outs, ones and twos.
Mm-hmm.
I say if I get the ball twice, it's over with.
Really?
What he does, I got a jump shot, too. It's way back there.
I think he's seen guys with jump shots before,
well,
though.
Listen, though, he hasn't seen me.
I think you got to body him up.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Boom, it's going to be anticipation. He'll be like, oh, football player. He ain't got nothing. He's going to leave me open for a while. He tries to guard me. Yeah. Hit him with the body. 280, baby. Hit him with the cracking body.
Right. No? Do you think you could cover him in a pass? Like if he was tight end?
Yeah, that's another thing. How many times have guys were like, oh, LeBron can come play tight end?
Yeah.
Gross. What would I do with that guy?
No, that'd be brutal.
Exactly.
He's tall. You don't want to be that tall in football.
And he could say, hey, I would have a good chance against the Kraken, and I'd be like, okay, you're an athlete. You don't have a shot, but you are an athlete.
Right.
I would give you your respect.
Like, what do you think? Like the jump ball on the goal line or something?
I gotta give him that.
No.
You said you ain't seen me that shot I gave Graham, bro.
Right.
With the shoulder.
I know.
Right there.
Oh, I know. another thing I like about you is your clothing choices. For example, today you're wearing Spider-Man slippers with dress socks.
Oh, yeah.
Panther-issued sweatpants and then a ball-so-hard T-shirt with camo writing. And I saw some camo pants that matched that in your locker.
Oh, yeah. Switched it up today.
So I think it's awesome that you embrace just being what, like you were wearing snow goggles, ski goggles the other day, which I have a pair for actually snow skiing.
Oh, so you do ski.
Yeah, me and my son and my daughter.
Quick question. Do they actually use those?
Oh, yeah. Because you get the glare and you can't see the little bumps down the hill, right?
So I thought it was to keep like snow out your
face. Well, yeah, it does too, but they're tinted. So it's like wearing sunglasses because you get going too fast. And if you only have glasses on, then the wind.
See, somebody never.
Like riding a motorcycle with sunglasses, right? You know about that.
Or a sweet helmet, right. Whatever.
So I said, Hardy, why are you wearing snow goggles? Because I can. And then you just kept walking. I was like, well, I guess he can. That's
true.
So you just said, hey, I'm just going to wear these because it looks cool.
I feel like, you know, I do what I feel. You know
right.
I mean? Like, if it feels good and it's not hurting anybody, mm-hmm. I feel like I should be able to express myself and have fun with it.
It's awesome.
And, you know, I like to, you know, like you, I like to put smiles on people's faces, man. I know people are going to get laughs and they're going to say stuff, but, you know, as long as people are laughing and having a good time, it brings us closer. We all have fun.
It's like when the guys told me you need to grow a beard and not cut your hair for the rest of the year. I was like, all right, sure.
Because I can.
Right, because it's fun. So who would look better if we had to switch wardrobes? Like, right, I'm pretty much like outdoorsy. Like, fairly, like I always, people tell me if a hike was to break out at any moment, I'd be ready.
Oh, yeah, you're ready.
So would you?
I'm done.
I think you would look better in my clothes than I would look in yours.
I don't know. What was that one? We had a video one time you were in some sweet gear.
Well, that's when we did Charles Johnson rap video.
Yeah,
I was in character.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Your suit game on the away games is you wore a bright full white suit to New Orleans in December, which is totally taboo.
Hey, man.
After Labor Day.
Yeah, I'm about to say after Labor Day, man. I only do it to make people mad.
I just thought that guy's risky because if he eats any pasta or anything, that suit's going down.
D-Lo was so mad.
What?
He gets so salty. He's like, oh, you're going to wear the white one or you're going to wear the gray one?
But then you switched
one?
It. You brought two.
I did.
I noticed that on the bus.
I had to switch it up, man. Keep him off guard.
Well, we were all kept off guard. That's for sure.
I had the Mr. Magoo hat going and everything.
Well, what would you say? So I always ask guys this. What would you say to like a young Greg Hardy? Because now you're still very – how old are you?
25.
Yeah, that's a sweet time of your NFL career, trust me.
I got some time.
See, I didn't come in as a rookie. I was 23 my rookie year.
Man.
So I did 5 years at Utah.
Yeah.
So, like, I always say my best – when I thought I was, like, at my best physically, mentally, all that was my fifth and sixth season. So I was, like, 28 and 20 – 27, 28, or 28, 29, something like that. So you're not even there yet.
No, I'm feeling it, though, like, from just – being a rookie to now as far as just listening to you and Steve and just people talking to me as far as being an adult in the locker room, I would tell myself, don't be stupid and listen. Right. Like, hey, I mean, be you. I'm never going to tell myself to limit myself, but go ahead and listen. These guys want to help you. You know, and that's the biggest thing I had to learn, just you guys actually do want to help me, man. Right. It's not me versus y'all or y'all versus me. It's like everything you say, it's like, hey, dude, I got your back.
Right.
And it's that kind of thing. It's not me versus the world. And that's how it kind of feels, you know, like as a rookie when you come in.
You don't know who to trust because you get a whole bunch of new teammates. Mm-hmm. You don't know anybody. You don't know if this guy's a Yahoo or whatever, you know. But that's my biggest thing. If guys can just be consistent, because that's how coaches want, is to know what product they're getting, you know, and that's been pretty good. But I've also enjoyed that you've been speaking up a little bit. Like in the Miami game, I thought it was great that you said whatever you said about, you know, guys – if this is real and this is real life stuff, and you know, I'm paraphrasing here. I think that's good to say at key times, because if you say it too much, everybody tunes you out.
Yeah,
but guys respect that because you have a lot of respect in the locker room.
I feel like I earn that respect more so not as off the field, because you know, people do mess up, and I'm not that guy that's going to step out and do it all the time. I feel like that's just not my role. I'm an actions guy.
Well, nobody needs to do it all the time like that.
I feel like I'm definitely an actions guy. And I feel like when I say it, it's one of those things where I'm fully into the game, man. Heart on the sleeve.
Yeah, I could see it. Well, how do you feel about I've been forced with the role of the team breakdown in the huddle. And I try to think of new stuff all the time. And sometimes I'm like, oh, geez, what can I say to these guys today that's going to at least make them listen to me for a second? I try to keep it decently quick.
The thing is, though, it's one of those things where, I mean, and this is from my perspective, and I feel like, you know, a lot of the young guys come from the same perspective as I do. You're that guy, man. Just like, you know, when you need something done or something crazy done, you need somebody to slap somebody in the face, you come to me.
Right.
Hands down, being honest. Right. When you need somebody to be reliable, or you're looking for somebody to get the job done, it's gross, and there's no you know, pause. So when you say something, it's like, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, even if you come up and it's like, all right, let's go win. Break it down on three.
Let's
let's go.
Well, that's
that
good,
makes
man.
Sense.
The confidence in each other is huge. Yeah. But
it's big time.
Well, I'll let you go. I appreciate you coming on.
Not a problem.
I think everybody will be so happy that they got to hear from you. And I do have to apologize, though, because I didn't come to your night you hosted your rap show.
It's definitely all good.
Because you are also... You moonlight as a rapper. Right?
I do a little bit working right now. I'm just trying to get my internet buzz going.
All right. Well, what's your Twitter handle, just so everybody knows?
It's G Hardy.
And your picture is on Twitter. What's your Twitter
pic? I think it's with my sweet six pack. I'm not going to lie. I'm a DM with six pack, man. I feel like somebody's got to see it, you know?
It's so funny.
I always got the jersey on.
I'm a lineman, and I'm like, the guys I have to go against have six packs. And I'm like, I'm from Idaho, man. This is just not a fair match. Not a fair matchup, you know? But hey, good for you. Someday when I'm retired, I'll get a picture of my six pack on there.
Yes,
but for now, I can't get that done.
I'll let you loan some of my pants.
All right.
Get you those orange and yellow ones.
The orange and yellow ski pants.
With the goggles.
With the goggles.
And you can go skiing with them.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Take it easy.
Appreciate it, girl.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.